This is our town.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to a brand new ep of the My Town podcast. Everything Limestone Coast. We're going to talk some sport, going to talk tennis, going to talk baseball, and we're going to find out how the cricket finished up in the Mount Gambier and District Cricket Association. We're going to catch up with Deb from SAPOL, talk about some of the things that are going on in our region as we speak. We're going to talk footy and the Gather Round and a exhibition called Before the Bounce. Tally Tickle's going to drop by from council. I want to talk all about walking netball. It's a game that you can play here in the Limestone Coast, and all roads will lead to Lucindale this weekend. We get to find out all about it. Nicole joins me on the line. G'day, Nicole.
Good morning.
Nicole, it is always a jam-packed couple of days at Lucindale. There is always something for everybody. How many exhibitors have you guys got this year?
We have got just under 500 this year.
Now, what are some of the must-see things at the Southeast Field Days for 2024?
Well, for the families, as always, we've got our puppy pounds and Old McDonald's Farm. We've also got carriage rides this year, which we're really excited about. That should be fun. Have a little trip around the field day site with a horse-drawn carriage. Could be quite fun. We've got TC Tricks Motorbike Stunt Show, which will be really exciting from everything that we've seen. The police band is back with us this year, which is wonderful. We've missed them last year, so we're excited to have them back. And then we've got Angela Essen's the country music singer we had last year. She's back again this year as well. She did a fabulous job last year, so we're looking forward to having her back this year. Yeah, and then on top of that, all of our machinery displays. Yeah, just everything.
Nicole, gates open on Friday. What time?
8 a.m.
And Friday and Saturday, two huge days, Southeast Field Days. All the money raised goes to a great cause as well.
Yeah, that's right. So as always, we are a project of the Lucindale Lions Club, so all the money that we make from all the wonderful public who come and visit us goes back into the community for different projects throughout the year. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
Nicole, it is going to be two huge days of fun. It's going to be some great weather for it as well. Thanks for joining us this morning to talk about it.
No worries. Thank you.
This is our town.
The Gather Round is not far away, and it's going to be back in South Australia for 2024. And there's something special happening here in our own backyard. Tally Tickle from Council, she joins me to tell me all about what's going on. Tally, g'day.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. Tally, there is a program called Before the Bounce. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's kind of a weird one for us as an art gallery, but City Mount Gambier Wide are doing a campaign called Before the Bounce, and it's in the lead up to the Gather Round. So it is all football-related stuff. So we've all been asked to kind of, you know, put our heads together and come up with some football-related activities. So here at the Riddock, we are putting together a room that's called Straight to the Pool Room, which if anyone's watched The Castle, they understand that reference very well. But we're focusing on retro regional football, but primarily how families would gather and how families would collect stuff. So we're kind of, you know, weeding out some of the fans in the community and their weird collections, and we're having some great exhibitions on, you know, different kinds of collections. There's a guy in Narracourt who has 500 football games, so we're getting just a small portion of them that are region related.
This is our town.
We're calling out for, you know, if people have little football trophies or football memorabilia. Definitely we'll be doing a big call out and trying to get that all gathered, along with some activities and some great fun up in the King's Floor.
Sounds amazing. I cannot wait to see.
We'll do a movie night as well, a 1980s movie called The Club. So, and we'll have the Premiership Cups on display in the Riddock Foyer for that night, and, you know, some Lovett Murray drag performances and all sorts of stuff. So it'll be the night of nights in the lead up to the Gather Round.
It sounds amazing. If anybody's got anything strange and wonderful in the from the world of footy and they want to come and see you about it, how can they reach out?
Either, you know, pop in and ask for Tally, or send us an email courtesy of the Riddock email address, which is riddock@mountgambier.sa.gov.au.
Tally, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Lovely. Thank you. See ya.
It's terrible to say, but police are busy right the way across the Limestone Coast at the moment. Deb joins me on the line for a chat. Deb, there are still break-ins happening right the way across the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, that's right, Ewan. Unfortunately, we're continuing to see break-ins both in residential and non-residential premises. We're urging community to secure their property by putting good security measures in place, including sensor lighting, putting items of value out of sight, and ensuring all windows and doors are locked. To keep the perimeter safe of their property, we're saying, suggesting to use padlocks on gates, make sure sheds are locked, and also ensure any tools and equipment are secured away rather than leaving these items around the externals so they can avoid being used to break into the house or other buildings.
And there's a whole lot of property damage that's going on as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, over the past few months, we've had a number of people have had damage caused to homes and vehicles in Mount Gambier following a periodical run of rock throwing, believe it or not. So some of these events have been witnessed by members of the public, or CCTV, fortunately, has been in operation. And reports have identified instances where school uniform has been worn by some of those responsible. And so it would unfortunately appear that these offenders either don't understand the full nature of their actions or the consequences that may arise from them, or they have very little regard for the safety of others and their property. So investigations into those offences are continuing, and we urge anyone with further information or who witnesses any of these events to pass those details on to police.
To the OK Pie Shop. Book a pie drive for your next fundraiser. It's the Limestone Coast's Sport Shorts, the summer edition.
It's the Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast. It is all thanks to the OK Pie Shop. We're talking tennis. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Heidi, what a weekend to play tennis.
Well, it was a bit hot and there was actually no tennis. Probably like a lot of other sports, it was called off due to the heat. So it was the last minor round of the season. So, so we just missed out on the last minor round and we head into finals action this coming weekend. So because of the cancellation, it did mean in Division 1 that Gambier did sneak into the finals over Glencoe. Probably had the round played, that would have gone the other way and Glencoe would have snuck in. But, Gambier back up in Div 1 for the first time in a while have snuck into fourth place. So this week, semi-final action sees... So first versus fourth is Uniting taking on the Mount Gambier side. So that match will be at Olympic Park. And second versus third is West taking on Reedy Park, which will be at the Mount Gambier courts. And I'll just run through our Div 2 finals. So we've got the Sutton Town Glencoe combined team playing another combined team. So that's Malell and Reedy. That match is at Olympic Park. We've got West Blue taking on West Red at West Gambier. And in Division 3, we've got Mount Gambier versus Glencoe being played at Olympic Park, and Central's taking on a combined Uniting and Glencoe side also being played at Mount Gambier. So, the winners of those matches will go straight through to the grand final the following weekend, and juniors also kick off, have their semi-finals Saturday morning around town, so you'll see plenty of tennis action, mostly at the Mount Gambier courts, Olympic Park, and out at West over Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. And I just want to give one little plug. So we've been at the Mount Gambier Tennis Club, we've been trialling pickleball over the last few Friday nights, so we do have one last come and try session left this Friday from 5:30 p.m. So if there's anyone who thought they'd like to give pickleball a try, come on out to the Mount Gambier Tennis Club courts in Harriet Street. Anyone's welcome. And come and give it a go. It's been proving very popular and everyone's been having lots of fun. So, good luck to everyone playing tennis this coming weekend.
It's going to be a huge weekend. Thanks for dropping by, Heidi.
No problem. Thank you.
The Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast. It's all thanks to the OK Pie Shop. We are talking baseball. Travis, good morning.
Good morning.
Travis, did you get to play in that hot weather we had over the weekend?
No. So our juniors got cancelled and our Division 3 semi-finals got cancelled, but we were able to play the two Div 1 games at night time, so they were fine. The Friday night game seen Tigers defeated South 13-3, and then Saturday for the Taylor Probert Shield, We've seen Central's defeated Federals 5-1.
Travis, take us through what's going to take place this weekend. Are we back on the diamond?
Yeah, so all minor league rounds are done. We're into finals now, so everyone's starting finals this week. So we've got all prem finals in all grades this week. Obviously, the weather's looking a little bit cooler, so we'll be able to play all of them. So Friday night, we'll have the big league prem final. And then Saturday from 11 o'clock right through to about 4 o'clock, we have all other grades prem finals. And then following our Division 1 prem final, we'll have our league presentation starting about 7 o'clock.
Travis,
to finish the year.
We are going to catch up next week. Have a great weekend. It's going to be an epic weekend for baseball. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you.
It's the Lobster Coast Sports Shorts podcast. We are talking cricket. Jack is back. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How you going?
Yeah, good. Jack, on the weekend, we were supposed to have the grand final of the Mount Gambier and District Cricket Association, but boy, that weather turned it on, didn't it?
Yeah, gee, absolute scorch of a weekend. Yeah, obviously, with the fixtures the last couple of years, we've been sort of leading the grand final land on the long weekend, with the Monday being the extra day if needed, so... Obviously, yeah, it wasn't meant to be with all temperatures all 3 days exceeding 38 plus, which means, yeah, can't have any games. So in the A grade, the West boys, they finished top, obviously, with a stellar season. So, yeah, they took the chocolates. In the B grade, the Central's boys, especially after the events that happened the other weekend at Fruit Park, they took the win, yeah, got the flag as well. And in the C's, yeah, the Yule boys, the resurgent Yule Cricket Club, they've got their minor premiership. So good for them boys. And hopefully their rebuild continues.
All in all, what a way to end cricket, though, for 2024.
Yes. Yeah, obviously not the results how some of the boys wanted, but, yeah, at the end of the day, that's just how sport is and that's how we play, and that's obviously weather conditions, so, yeah, you can't really do too much about that, thanks to Mother Nature, but, yeah, that's cricket, I guess you can say.
Jack, it's been great to talk to you right the way across the season. Cannot wait for the start of the season when summer rolls around again. Thanks for being part of the podcast, mate.
No worries. Cheers, Ewan.
Did you know walking netball is a sport that you can play here in the Limestone Coast? And it doesn't matter what ability you are. It doesn't matter whether you're a guy or a girl. It all takes place down at Willunda. And Heather joins me on the line to tell me more. Heather, g'day.
G'day, g'day. Thanks for having me.
Tell me all about walking netball.
So it's basically the same game, but completely different. The rule is that you have to have 1 foot in contact with the ground at all times. So I like to think of it a little bit like a, you know, Pilates kind of netball.
And Heather, for people who would like to play the game, one of the great things about it is an intergenerational sport.
Yeah. So we've had three generations. We've had, you know, the grandparents, parents and teenagers come down and play. So we have two slots. We have our 5:30 all abilities and we have our 6:30 walking netball at Willunda. So 6:30 we say is boomers to millennials. And it's kind of fun even for myself to play netball with my mum, which she'd already basically retired by the time I was playing as a teenager. And just to receive a pass from your parents and see like the skill that they would have had back in their day is a really cool experience.
So Heather, the question is, how can we be part of the game?
You just rock up. So as I say, we have all abilities walking netball at 5:30. And that's for people that have physical, sensory, cognitive needs. We have some people that are legally blind playing in all abilities, and we help everybody to be able to participate. And then at 6:30, our walking netball slot, we have a blend of different skill levels, and we just try to match people up. So like for myself, I'm 40, and not to sound arrogant, I could still play the running variety if I wanted to. I just don't want to have the risk of injury. And so I really like playing against someone who's a bit faster, because you can get pretty sweaty doing this. So we don't actually have teams. We umpire ourselves. This is social. You're as competitive as the person that you're playing against. So we do it in a low obligation manner that, you know, few people would come every week. You know, life happens, work happens. So we don't like to oblige people into teams. We take whoever rocks up on the day.
Heather, it sounds like it's a cracker game. It happens each and every week down at Willunda. Two huge games take place and anybody's welcome.
Anybody's welcome. Come on down. First two times free. And after that, at the moment, it's $5 per week. It's all for fun. It's not a money-making venture.
Heather, great to talk to you. Thanks for telling us about Walking Netball.
Thank you.
That's it for the My Town podcast. It's been great to be with you. Make sure you join me Monday for a brand new ep of the My Town and, of course, Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast right here, exclusive to listeners.